Watch, rapper Lotto, Stacey Abrams' backer, struggles to name 45th and 47th U.S. president. By Warner Todd Houston on August 5, 2025. Rapper Lotto was asked during a recent jewelry store visit how the 45th and 47th president of the United States could have the same parents. Formerly known as Mulatto, the rapper, who first gained fame on the reality TV show The Rap Game, may know a bit about music, but it appears that contemporary politics does not seem to be in her wheelhouse. She was visiting a jewelry shop and was asked how the 45th and 47th presidents of the United States of America could have the same parents. Amusingly, she dove into her purse to pull out a pair of glasses to help her raise her level of intelligence, but the peepers did not appear to help as she was still unable to answer the question. Millionaire U.S. rapper Lotto can't explain why the 45th and 47th U.S. presidents have the same parents. The jeweler offered her $2,000 off if she could answer the question. pic.twitter.com/pica.vgj65t. Unlimited L's, at unlimited underscore LS, August 5, 2025. Of course, the answer to how the 45th and the 47th presidents could have the same parents is because Donald Trump was first elected as our nation's 45th president, then lost his re-election bid to Joe Biden, who was then the 46th president. But when Trump ran again, he won office as our 47th president. Oddly enough, Trump still had the same parents when he was elected the second time. This is the second time in history this has happened, too. Democrat Grover Cleveland was elected as the 22nd president in 1884, but lost his re-election bid. He was then replaced by Benjamin Harrison as the 23rd president. However, Harrison lost his own re-election bid back to Cleveland, who won office as our 24th president in 1893. And, again, Cleveland was somehow able to maintain his parentage both times. Lotto has dabbled in politics before. Back in 2023, she brought repeat Georgia gubernatorial loser and suspected election fraudster Stacey Abrams on stage during one of her concerts. Lotto was recently mired in another small controversy due to the lyrics of one of her songs, in which she called for people to be a bit more selective about who they have sexual relations with. The rapper explained herself after the controversy sprang up over her tune, Body Count, the lyrics of which talk about the number of sex partners a woman has in her past. Be a boss. Don't let everybody put their hand in that cookie jar. Period, she explained on Complex's 360 with Speedy Mormon. It's literally not that deep. I'm pushing, like, be a boss. Don't let everybody have access to you. She then added that her view on body count also applies to men. I think men should be like that too. Y'all just be slanging that mother, around. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.